And bioforensics has been was established in 1996, so we're about 23, 24 years old. And we do environmental cleanups, investigations of contaminated sites, but our unique niche is finding the funding to pay for these very expensive cleanups.
Mm-hmm.
So our approach is to look and see if we can find some resources through old insurance policies, normal slip and fall type insurance policies that didn't have exclusions to those policies for contamination, for environmental pollution. So that's what really makes us special, is we have a group of insurance archaeologists. They go through records, court proceedings. We've been to the Pentagon. We've looked in all sorts of places for evidence of insurance going back to the 50s, 60s. So when you're looking at industrial properties that have been around for, you know, the better part of half a century, we try to look at the full spectrum of what might be available as far as bringing resources to pay for these cleanups. That's what makes us a little different than, say, a normal environmental engineering and cleanup mm-hmm. company.
Do you find that by going back in history, so to speak, here and back in the records, that you're able to go back and help get some of these problem areas cleared up because you've been able to find some loopholes, so to speak, in insurance policies that'll let you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very very effective at this. We've cleaned up several hundred sites using historical insurance, and probably at any one time we have about 120 projects going on where the funding source is primarily old insurance policies, primarily, mm-hmm. if not 100%. So that's something that a lot of people don't realize is how valuable these just normal old slip-and-fall CGL policies can be. We've also used those to, even effectuate cleanups on properties that have gone bank, where the owners have gone bankrupt, or perhaps the owners have passed on. So we go back in time, and that's what we try to do is go back and through the history of operations and see how we might be able to bring some resources to not only. The property owner, but oftentimes to the community. So a lot of these sites might be distressed, sitting there, on the tax roll, but not in any kind of active productive use. Mm-hmm. So they aren't really benefiting the community. And we can also assist municipalities at pursuing the same sort of options of finding these resources to pay for these very expensive long-tail liabilities.
I noticed that you've, in your information that we're looking at here, is that it mentions that there have been dozens of projects in Northwest Indiana that EnviroForensics has been involved in, including work for the city of Gary, among other places. Unfortunately, Gary and East Chicago are probably two prime cities where there are a lot of problems like this lying in wait to be resolved.
Well, that's true. You know, being old industrial cities, all along the lake shore like that, this is a tool that we would like to bring to maybe a higher level, a higher focus. We've certainly done work on behalf of the airport, the sanitary district, the dredging project that was in the waterway there in East Chicago. We've done some large program management work, but we've also done a lot of smaller dry cleaners and small mom-and-pop operations. We've been in situations even where banks have had notes that they did not want to foreclose on for obvious reasons. They were contaminated, and they didn't want to stand in those shoes. And so we've been involved with the acquisition of bad bank notes and chattel paper to then go back and clean these properties up as well. So we've done that in Crown Point and been involved with a number of small businesses throughout the region.
We're talking with Stephen Henshaw, who is the CEO of a company called EnviroForensics. Based out of Indianapolis, they work in several states, including Indiana and surrounding states like Wisconsin and Kentucky. Then now they're going to open up an actual Northwest Indiana office in Hammond. Do you think that by having all this work that you've done in Northwest Indiana so far, of course, you've had to have representatives come up from Indianapolis, I'm sure, to be able to do the work on these occasions, that the working out of Hammond will be a lot easier and maybe bring in more business?
Well, yes. We for a long time, we've been very supportive of the communities, and a lot of that was, of course, driving up and down I-65. Mm-hmm. So we have now an actual resident that has been with us along several years that wants to be in the region, and it's a great opportunity for us because oftentimes we find that just moving someone up there, it doesn't really create the provincial understanding of communities, and certainly we want to be a part of the Northwest Indiana, and recognize its history and heritage. So by having a local be heading up that branch in Michelle Merday, we're very excited that this gives us a stronger foothold in the community itself. So we're not just popping up an office. We've done a lot of work there, of course, for years and years, but we're not just popping an office up there just for the purpose of gaining more access to the community. We're also wanting to be a part of the community. And so we do a lot of work assessing environmental problems for communities as sort of a pro bono effort as well, because we recognize the limitations that the communities have on their budgets. So, we want to be involved and actually be a technical resource for the community.
Let's take a moment, if you will, Steve and Tyne, talk about what work is involved in opening up a branch office like the one here in Northwest Indiana that's opened up on Holman Avenue in Hammond. What type of work, besides all of the really difficult things of finding office space, and you have a very good place to be able to set up this operation too, I understand.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah. We looked at a number of office locations and felt that being involved in the city center of Hammond was a great place for us to sort of put down our roots, so that we can help establish a growing demand for the office space and revitalization of the downtown area. Of course, there's like in any situation where you're opening a new office, you've got all the administrative issues. But more importantly, it's establishing your network of relationships. And because we've done work in East Chicago, in Gary, in Hammond, and in the other communities as well, we will actually be making quite an effort to integrate into the business community. And that's going to be our number one goal and focus is to, how do we integrate into the various associations, the Northwest Indiana Forum, the regional business associations and alliances, mm-hmm. and to become better known. So that would be our biggest challenge is developing those relationships.